You're listening to On Purpose with Aisha Cogburn. And guess what? I'm Aisha. I'm on a mission to help people connect their purpose and passion with their profession. My goal is to bring you conversations with regular people like you who are bold enough to pursue their dreams, along with the tools and resources to help you pursue your dreams too. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode, and visit onpurposepodcast.com for links to the things we mention on the show. Now let's get started. Can you imagine what it would be like to have a vehicle that allows you to regularly share your knowledge with the people you're called to serve in a way that changes their lives? What would it be like to have people reaching out to you routinely because they see you as an expert in your field and as a valuable resource to help others succeed? Or maybe it's being able to take the pain of your experiences or the hard lessons you've learned to prevent others from going down the same path. What difference could you make in the world if you could bring greater awareness to the things that you care about in a way that drives people not to just talk, but to take action? You don't have to be rich, powerful, pretty, or privileged to make that happen. It's all about building a purpose-driven platform. Hey, everybody, and thanks for listening. Normally on the show, we're joined by a guest, but for the next few episodes, I want to do some teaching focused on helping you to make a bigger impact through the work you do or the work you want to do by building a platform. And when I talk about building a platform, I'm talking about having a place where you show up regularly to connect with the people you want to reach. That could be hosting regular events, starting a podcast, going live regularly, writing books, a blog, you know, so on, so on, so on. There's so many different things you could do. Doesn't even have to be things, you know, that are online, although that's what we tend to think about. It is a step beyond posting on social media because it's about having a source that people can regularly go to that you have control over. And if you've ever been to Facebook jail, you realize that you don't have control over your content on that platform. Having a platform also means that you're operating, or at least should be operating, with a higher level of intention than just posting random content like everyone else. You're showing up because you want people to learn something or to do something. Now, back in the day when I started my career, decades ago, literally, platforms were protected by gatekeepers. A publisher decided if your book was going to see the light of day. You couldn't just go to KDP and self-publish. You couldn't just turn on your phone and broadcast to the world. You had to pitch a TV producer. And then if they decided your message was worth sharing, then you went down to the TV station or the radio station or whatever that was. And then you were able to take that 3.5 minutes or whatever it was that they gave you to share your message. But today, you have the power to build your own platform without waiting for anybody's permission. But just because everyone can do it doesn't mean everyone can do it effectively. In 2017, I launched Platform for Purpose to help purpose-driven experts and teachers and thought leaders to reach the people they're called to serve without burning out. Now, that last part is critical because it can be overwhelming trying to decide where and how to engage and how much time and energy it will require, especially if you have a full-time job or a demanding business or family responsibilities. But we all have lives and we all have responsibilities, and there's never a perfect time to set out to launch your platform. But I'm here to tell you that if you have as little as 3 to 5 hours a week, you can lay the groundwork and you can make it happen. So over the next 6 shows, I'm going to be sharing tips to building a purpose-driven platform. But you don't have to wait 6 weeks to get all of the tips. If you want all the episodes right away, all of the tips, all 12 of them, go to mybrandonpurpose.com. That's mybrandonpurpose.com. Drop your email and I'll send them to you. So let's get started. Tip number one, stop playing small. When I was 14, I participated in this pageant. It wasn't a beauty pageant. It was actually sponsored by this collaboration of churches in my area. And it was focused on, you know, helping young people to develop their leadership skills and confidence and all that good stuff. And there were even young men that participated. Now, I was so excited about participating in this pageant because I'd seen other people that I knew compete and win. And I truly believed that I had the talent to win this pageant. But at the same time, I was worried about making someone feel bad if I did too well. So as I wrote my speech, I literally dumbed it down to try to speak at the level that I thought a typical 14-year-old would present at, instead of creating and delivering my best work. And guess what? I lost. I came in third place. But you know what? Even if I had given it my all, there's no guarantee I would have won because there were talented, exceptionally talented young people competing. But the fact that I thought I needed to show up less than who I really was to make somebody else comfortable, that's a serious issue. Can you relate to that? Have you ever found yourself playing small, personally or professionally? And you might be doing it for any number of reasons. Maybe you feel like it's a safer place because you don't want people to know how phenomenal you really are, because then they're going to have these expectations of you that you may not want to always have to meet. Or maybe you're afraid of what will come along with the success that you know is possible for you. I'm here to tell you, the fear of success is a real thing. But look, I don't care why you're doing it. If you're playing small, I just want you to stop. It's not serving you or anyone else. But in order to stop, we need to get to the root of why you're doing it. So I want you to pull out your journal, the notes section in your phone, whatever, wherever you can take some notes that you can hold on to. And I want you to think about times in your life when you found yourself playing small. Go ahead and list some of those times. If you need to pause the podcast, do that. But I want you to do this. Now, ask yourself, in each of those situations, if you've written down a number of different times it's happened to you, what were you afraid of? As you write that down, ask yourself why. And I want you to keep asking yourself why until you get to the absolute root of the issue. And once you get there, what will it take you to change your thinking? The reason, the fear, is it something that is true? Is it something that you've been carrying with you because of something that you've seen someone else experience? Is it the things that you've heard other people say about successful people? But whatever reason, whatever the root of that is, how can you keep that from holding you back? Tip number one, stop playing small. Tip number two, embrace your expertise. I was talking to a client the other day who's been working for a Fortune 100 global corporation for more than 20 years. And she's starting to get asked to speak at a lot of conferences and professional events. And it amazes her how people respond to the things that she shares. Because to her, it's just common knowledge. But to her audience, she's sharing game-changing information. And it's easy for us to take for granted how much you know and not think it's a big deal. But when we don't appropriately value our knowledge, it's common to either undercharge for the exchange of value or to wear ourselves out trying to over-deliver to justify what we're charging. And then we end up overwhelming our audiences and our clients and probably overworking ourselves unnecessarily. Listen, they don't need to know everything that's in your head today. They just need to know enough to solve the problem or to accomplish the goal that's before them. And here's another thing. Don't quantify your value in hours. If you're delivering a half-day workshop and getting paid $10,000, they aren't paying you $2,500 an hour. They're paying you for the years that you spent building the level of knowledge and expertise that you have to share with their audiences. They're paying for the results that are possible when the audiences put what you teach into practice. If they implement a tip that you share that saves them money, saves them time, allows them to excel professionally, improves their health, what is that worth? Now, we're getting to the value of your expertise. And it does not come hourly, baby. Also, when it comes to embracing your expertise, another thing to be mindful of is making sure that people actually know what you do. Don't make assumptions. I remember when I was in corporate, we hired a global PR agency to come in to help us to launch this major global branding campaign. And the agency called for audition tapes because they were trying to find this person to be like this internal spokesperson, anchor type person to go to these different locations and create this content to keep employees connected back to what was happening around these campaigns. And I remember sitting in a meeting with my team, including my boss at the time, and watching these tapes and thinking to myself, well, I can do better than that. And I mean, I wasn't just talking. I have a background in broadcast journalism. And I had even hosted a TV show for that same company in a previous role at a different location. But I don't know that my boss knew that, or maybe he just didn't even think about it. Who knows? It doesn't matter. But guess what? I told him. And then guess what happened? I got selected to be the correspondent. So when you're building your platform, you can't just tell people what you do one time or promote an event you have going on or your service or your product one time and just assume that everybody saw it or that they'll remember it. There's this really terrible thing on social media that a lot of us who share information hate. But it's all actually built for our good, but it's called the algorithm. And the algorithm is designed to help people see more of the information that they think they would be interested in. And it's based on a number of factors. It's based on how often that person engages with you on that platform. It's based on how much engagement a post gets right away. So let's just say within the first 10 to 15 minutes, if it gets X amount of likes or comments, then the algorithm says, oh, this must be pretty good. Let's show it to some more people. Oh, look at that. It's getting more traction. People are sharing it. Let's show it to some more people. So you may be assuming, hey, I'm connected to 2,000 people on this social platform, and I share this information, so surely 2,000 people saw it. when in reality, maybe only 20 of them saw it. And those 20 people may not even be your ideal audience. And so you have to continue to remind people who you are and what you do and the value that you bring. And look for opportunities to not just tell people, but to demonstrate your expertise. And that's going to help to create that desire for people to connect with you, to come back for more, to work with you, because the information that you're sharing on your platform, wherever that is, doesn't have to be online, it can be your book, whatever it is helping them in tangible ways. And so looking for those opportunities to demonstrate that expertise should be reflected in your content strategy. And that's one of the things that I really work on with my folks. So tip number one, stop playing small. Tip number two, embrace your expertise. Stop running from it. You are the bomb. Own it. Make sure people know it. Demonstrate it. Because they need you. And if you're not letting them know that you're the answer, how do you expect them to know? And then they'll go work with somebody else and you'll have an attitude about it, but they didn't know that you were the answer. So those are the two tips we're going to cover today. I could go on and on, but next week we'll cover the next two tips. But again, if you'd like to access all six episodes, all 12 of the tips right now, go to mybrandonpurpose.com and share your email address and you can get all of the content right away. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I launched the Platform for Purpose Incubator in 2017. Actually, when we first launched, it was just a program. In the past year, it has actually turned into a full-on incubator. But here's the exciting news. The doors for our upcoming cohort are now open. It is time for you to stop being the best kept secret so you can make a greater impact. And this program is like no other because we bring so many of the pieces that you need to succeed when it comes to building your platform under one roof. You're going to learn how to be a more effective professional speaker. You're going to learn how to be more effective and more confident in front of the camera, behind the microphone. And that's whether you're being interviewed by someone or you're interviewing someone. We're going to help you to develop that customized strategy that I talked about. And that's based on the level of time and energy that you have to invest. This is not a cookie cutter exercise. And you'll have access to one-on-one coaching. And when you finish this cohort, you will be able to say you are a published author if you don't already have that credit, because you're going to be featured in our upcoming On Purpose book series. Now, this is an intimate program. Registration is limited to 15 new participants per cohort. So if this sounds like something you need, I encourage you to run right over now. Don't get distracted. You know how quickly we jump on to the next thing. Head over right now to platformforpurpose.com. Learn more about it. And if it sounds like something you're interested in, apply. There is no obligation by applying. It's an opportunity for us to have a conversation so that you can learn more and see if it's the right fit for you. So I look forward to hopefully having that conversation with you. And until next time, live each and every day on purpose. Thanks for listening to On Purpose with Aisha Cogburn. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And I'd love it if you left a review to help other people find the show too. And don't forget, visit onpurposepodcast.com for links to the things we mentioned on the show. We'll see you next time.